For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Drive to Left Field podcast. My name is Jack. You can find me on Instagram at MLB Nerds and Twitter at MLB Nerds. Here's my co-host, Ryan. You can find him on Twitter at Ryan or CES.
Good job. You got this.
We'll restart that, all right? Fucking Jackson, why was that? Why?
How did you like laugh at
it? It says my syndrome may be down, but my money is up. You just fucking.
I'm gonna post that on the Instagram. Okay. I'm gonna do it on the Twitter. We got.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Drive to Left Field podcast. My name is Jack. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MLBNerds. I'm here with my co-host Ryan. You can find him on Twitter at RyanGarciaESM. James, you can find him on Twitter at James Valentinas, and Jackson, you can find him on Twitter at JacksonThels2. In today's podcast, we are going to be talking about our top 10 left fielders, as we've been doing with all of them, and then we might answer some questions, if time permits, of course, that you guys submitted on my Instagram story. With that being said, let's get into it. I hope everybody has their lists ready with a couple honorable mentions, and let's get into it. So, let me pull my list up and I will go first.
My syndrome may be down, but the flex
James,
is up.
Tell something?
Jack, look at the screen.
James, you know this is an audio only podcast for the time being?
Look at the screen, though.
Are you trying to tell us you have Down syndrome, James?
I'm tweeting this.
All right. No, you're not, by the way. Okay.
What if I do?
The first honorable mention we have here is
Jack, check Twitter.
That's Mark Hanna of the New York Mets, and then Tommy Pham, who is currently a free agent. Second honorable mention. Go ahead, Ryan.
I kind of
check Twitter.
Okay. I was going to say Mark Hanna, and I was going to say Tommy Pham, because I thought no one was going to say Tommy Pham, but like you decided to steal my flow, so I'm a little bit sad now. I'll say Austin Hayes can be an honorable mention. He's cool. Or Andrew Benintendi. Those are cool guys.
I'm going to put your address
on. Yeah, did you guys know Austin Hayes is like good at baseball?
He's pretty good. Go ahead, James. Do you have your left field list?
Yeah. Is Andrew Benintendi good at baseball?
That's like a career long question, right? Like, is he good at baseball?
All right. Well, I like the guy, so we'll put him in the honorable mentions.
That's fair.
Adam Duvall hit a bunch of homers this year. That's pretty cool. Honorable mention. And then I got Mark Canna, honorable mention.
That's three honorable mentions right there.
And then Chris Taylor, not a left fielder, but an honorable mention.
Oh, I have no left field.
Oh, do you not consider him a left fielder?
I mean, he's not a left fielder, but sure, I don't really care. Dude, you deleted the tweet. What the hell's wrong?
Because you really shouldn't. You're like, why wouldn't you let me follow my personal account? And that'll be why.
Okay. Why?
You mean why?
I am like dox you.
Yeah, hey, let's just
Jackson,
make a list.
Why don't you give us your top 10? Why don't you give us your honorable mentions here?
I have one honorable mention.
Okay.
It's Jared Oliva, because I met him the other day twice and he was a really cool dude.
Hey, I'm surprised Jack doesn't have him in his top 10 considering he's never played an MLB game.
He has played an MLB game, so you can
I feel like you shouldn't have been that excited.
Let's get started here with number 10. At number 10, I have AJ Pollock of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ryan, go ahead.
At number 10, I put Cristiano Yelich because fuck that guy.
He's so nice.
Don't care.
He's just a,
you put he's Yelich a good at dude. 10.
Yes, because he
really all right, coming life. In at number 10, we got Robbie Grossman.
Oh my God, I forgot Robbie Grossman.
That's a travesty.
He's an honorable mention. I don't have Robbie Grossman. He's not Grossman. Top 10. But he's an honorable mention. I love Robbie Grossman. Love you, Robbie.
I have AJ Pollock. I'm that dude.
All right. Number 9, I have Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, you switched your list, you little terrorist. Did you still have Pollock at 10?
Yeah. I did not switch.
At number 10.
I literally copied it from your Instagram, and you have Brantley. You have Brantley at 9.
Oh, well, I don't.
I can check right now. Oh, yeah, no, he has Brantley 9.
Brantley should be 9. The Instagram ones are accurate.
Oh, so Brantley should be 9. Number 9. All right, coming in at number 9.
Ryan, go ahead. No, James. Check. Fuck you. Ryan, go ahead.
Number 9, yo. I got AJ Pollock.
Right, same. James. I already said that. Jackson Del Rosario.
Pierce Jackson is frozen right now.
It appears Jackson, he is.
I have. I'm not frozen.
All right. Well, what's your? Who do you have?
I'm actually frozen.
Dude, what?
I got right. Mr. Met himself, Mark Canha.
Okay, Mark Canha, number 9. All right, number 8, I have Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers.
At number 8, oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, oh, okay. Right.
So I was under the assumption that we were putting Chris Taylor in left field, so I put him 8. I mean, if you don't think he's a left fielder, that's fine. But I don't know. I was just going based on the presumptions of who's a left fielder and who's not. It's very tough to make that decision. But cool, Chris Taylor.
James.
Michael Brantley.
Michael Brantley? Jackson, go ahead.
Eloy Jimenez at 8.
Number 7, I have Chris Taylor of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
At number 7, I have probably my biggest miss of the season in 2021. That was Eloy Jimenez. He did not take that step that I thought he would. Kind of sucks, happened? If we're being honest.
What happened, Ryan?
Jack, if I don't remember, if I remember correctly, I think the White Sox actually made the ALDS. I don't think the Yankees did that this year.
Did they win the World Series?
No, Jack. I didn't.
You picked them to win it all.
I picked the Astros.
Ryan, what happened, Ryan?
Okay, man. Like it was one bad take. Okay, it's one.
One bad take, and then another one, and then another one, and then you consistently.
I said Luis Robert was.
And I also have Eloy Jimenez, who fucking sucks.
It's better than on the trade. Dylan Cease is the best. Would be the best pitcher in Cubs history. IMO.
All right, Jackson, go ahead.
I have the former Blue Jay, Michael Brantley.
Oh, I see what you did there, because he was going to sign with the Blue Jays, but he didn't actually sign
with
the Blue.
You know, when you explain the joke, it's not as funny, Jack. All right.
Good joke. Number 6.
Just got told how to have social skills by Ryan Garcia.
I have none.
Number 6, I have Chicago Cub Eloy
Jimenez. I told you I felt like the Wrangler.
That's enough, okay? I'm going to class. Fuck y'all.
Okay. At number 6, I have Michael Brantley.
Oh, that's a little high.
That's a little high.
Is it really? I mean,
I think it's Steamer likes him, which makes sense.
Every okay. I mean,
Jackson, okay, who do you have it? Oh, wait, no, I gotta go. I have at number 5.
Wait, number 5? You're at 6.
Number 6.
Counting is hard, James.
Yeah. Kyle Schwarber of the future Chicago Cubs.
I have Cristiano Yelichi.
Ooh.
Who? Cristiano
Yelich.
Yelichi.
Steamer likes.
Oh, wait, fucked up. I have Yelich at 6.
I'm not even kidding. Who is that? I can't even.
Yelich.
Cristiano Yelichi.
You said Yelichi. And the fuck am I supposed to know what that is?
So, okay. So Steamer agrees with Jack.
I don't care
about
Steamer.
But I disagree because I don't like Christian Yelich.
I just look at them and say, is he nice? And if they're nice, I put him on the list.
I have Randy Aflucarena of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
So you did switch your list.
Hey, yo,
I'm going off my originals. What does my list say? Whatever my
list says, Schwarber at five and Randy.
At number five, I have Kyle Schwarber of the New York Yankees.
Kyle from Wall Fam.
At number five, I also have New York Yankee Kyle Schwarber.
All right. At number five, I have Christian Yelich.
Whoa. Jackson, go ahead.
Hey. I had Yelich, Yelich and Schwarber switch, but then I said it wrong, so then I switched it.
Jackson.
I have Jesse Winker.
Yeah. Winker. All right, number four, have Randy Aflucarena of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
I have at number four, Jesse Winker.
I have at number four, Jesse Winker.
Hey, shout out the Bengals, Cincinnati.
Yeah, shout
out. No, fuck the Bengals. Joe Burrow sucks. He's a midget, and he's
Joe Burrow.
He's the luckiest quarterback of all time. Patrick Mahomes played the worst half of football I think I've ever seen him play, and it happened to conveniently be against the Bengals. Ryan Tannehill became the
Joe
worst
Burrow intimidated ever him
against the Bengals. Here.
Ryan Tannehill.
He looked to the sideline.
The Bengals are one of the worst Super Bowl teams.
Let me ask you a question here.
Yes.
Does Patrick Mahomes have an it factor remotely close to Joe Burrow?
No, I don't respect quarterbacks. You can't be 0-3. You cannot be 0-3 against Baker Mayfield.
James, who's your third factor. Guy? Who's your fourth guy? Third? Fourth,
Jesse Winker.
And then Jackson, who'd you have it for?
Kyle from Wall Fam. Kyle Schwarber. Okay.
Number three, Schwarbs. I had Jesse Winker of the Cincinnati Reds.
At number three, I got Are You Feeling Randy, Baby? I love that call. Great call.
At number three, I have possibly the most overrated player in baseball. Say it for me, Jack.
Joey
Randy.
Gallo.
Yes, sir. Joey Gallo.
How is he the most bro, you're like I can't understand.
It's 2:30 and people think he's good. Okay. Get the fuck out of here.
That is funny.
Go on, please. Funny.
You're kind of embarrassing us, James. All right. Yeah. Go ahead, Jackson.
I also have Joey Shallow.
So then who do you have ahead of him? Tyler O'Neill and is there like a left fielder I forgot?
Wait. All right. We're going on. Right.
Hey, Ryan. Did you know that in the future we'll learn that information?
Yeah.
All right. You don't need to ask now.
Yeah, that is true.
It's okay.
I'm worried if we're all there's a left fielder.
No,
you didn't forget it.
Jackson and James are just
okay. Yeah, okay. So they just dumped. Got it.
All right. At number two, I have Joey. Nope. Fuck you. I have Tyler O'Neill at number two. Fuck you. Tyler O'Neill.
Okay. I was going to be tame and say Tyler O'Neill, Joey Gallo is two, and then obviously Tyler O'Neill is one.
Oh, we're here, fellas.
However, after further evaluation, Tyler O'Neill pulls less than 30% of his fly balls.
We're here, fellas.
Tyler O'Neill is a very good hitter, very good fielder, very good base runner. But at the same time, I don't know if he's better than Gallo. I'm not saying Gallo's better than him. I'm going to say they're tied, and I'm going to just have a 1A, 1B situation. I don't know who.
So I'll give them each 9.5
points. Yes, give them each 9.5 points. I'm not putting it. I think they're literally the same player in terms of
production. Do you have a two, James?
Randy Rosarena.
Jackson, who have a two?
I have Randy Rosarena of the Tampa Bay, not Devil Rays, the Angel
Rays. Actually insane. Okay.
And number one, got Joey Gallo. Got Joey from the Bronx. Joey Gallo of the New York Yankees.
Joey Gallo is not from the Bronx.
My message to all the people that disagree with me is that your mom.
Fuck you.
And
Okay. So who do you have at one? You guys have
Tyler. Hey,
your mom, James. Your mom is a hoe. Can she hear me?
Check mom, call my mom on here.
And yeah, I'll tell her that.
You guys have O'Neill one, just to confirm, just to make sure.
Yeah, I do. We all do.
Okay.
Well, so having Randy, except for you, racist people,
having Randy Rosarena ahead of Joey Gallo's, maybe the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Nope.
Like, it's literally the worst take of all time. No, that's like bottom five take of all time.
Is all it. It's all bias.
What is Randy Rosarena? Like, Randy Rosarena last year was worse than both, I think both F and R war. Projects worse than Joey Gallo. Like,
what? He's a better hitter. He's a better hitter at a position. Defense doesn't matter.
Whoa, timeout. One, defense matters at any position to at least a certain extent. That's true.
Who cares?
That is true. That's objectively true.
I hope you realize that Jackson and I don't take these lists nearly as seriously.
Joey Gallo's a more valuable base runner than Randy Rosarena is. Randy Rosarena has a 1.5 BSR. Joey Gallo, 4.2. Better base runner.
He's going to keep talking as if I care.
And then number three, the Chicago Cubs fucking suck. Have you considered that, James?
Have you considered that your shortstop is ours?
Have you considered that if you guys sign Carlos Correa, it'll just be to waste his career for 10 years and be mediocre? Have you realized
we have like the best
Jordan, system of all Jordan time. Walker would be the Jordan Walker would be the best player on your team. Like, he could just come up on the Cubs and just be the best player on your team.
Okay, but
yeah. All right. Jordan Walker could just walk on the Cubs roster and just become the best player on your team.
So Randy Rosarena in his career hits .276 and Joey Gallo in his career hits .206. That's 70 points. That is 70 points. You know what 70 points is?
James,
that any Nick has scored in the past three games combined.
James,
okay, think about it.
Did you know that in your career you have traditionally rode on the short bus, and apparently that you know.
Ryan, I feel like you're really, really not one to talk here, but Joey Gallo in his career has a 114 WRC plus. In his career, Randy Rosarena has a 133.
No, James, this is bullshit. It's just
simple math.
James, have you considered that you're wrong and I'm right?
Why did Jackson just die? No, Jackson left because he understands. He gets it.
That makes no sense. You figured he'd leave. I mean, he'd stay if he gets it.
No. He's sick of hearing Ryan. Like,
no, him. Have you considered right. you're
right, wrong be honest, and I'm like, right? Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with James on there, but
like, fuck you. Yeah, you're short. I don't want to hear it. No,
I'm and okay.
In a world in which we all know each other virtually, I can just imagine that you're five.
I've literally met you, bro.
No. That was in June. You know, maybe I had a growth.
I'm probably taller than you.
Maybe I had. Maybe I'm like 6'2" now. You don't know, man.
No, I do know.
You're not. I can see.
Let's do a poll somewhere. Guess our height.
How tall is Ryan Garcia? If I'm voted as taller than you,
I'm actually 8'3". So,
all right.
I was convinced for the longest that Jackson was like 6'5".
Jackson looks tall. It's just because he's so like, it's just the way he's built. But he's just like a size down tall person.
He just seems like he's just a tall guy. Like, I don't care. Like, he's just a tall person. Like, in my head, he's 6'2", man.
You know, like when they say like size it up when they tell you to shoot from half court, right? Like, he's sized down. You gotta like take it and then you just gotta like shrink it, you know. That's Jackson.
That's damn.
Okay. Anyways, so any other disagreements here? Chris Taylor's not a left fielder.
What are our thoughts on Mike Tauchman being top 10? Because
Mike Tauchman, actually 2021, Mike 2020, 2019, Mike Tauchman was
one
like
of the greatest players of all time.
Five left fielders.
Okay. I actually think one interesting thing to talk about here is Christian Yelich.
He's the guy. Okay.
If like, you have him high, that's cool. If you don't, that's
Jack
cool.
and Ryan have him low, and me and Jackson have him high.
But like, he's really not.
I have him at six. That's not high.
I'm at five, which is like, it's way higher than Jack and Ryan, who had him at like nine.
I admit,
I just don't know how to feel. Like,
okay, the problem eight versus six. Go ahead. 8 versus 6 is nothing to me.
Yeah,
it's really not that different.
Yo, Jax, you have like really red lips right now. Like,
God, I know. My friend, I was snapping someone, and she's like, "Yeah, why are you wearing lipstick?" I'm like, "I'm not. I don't know why."
red. Just, like, I don't know.
She's just jealous, like, Jackson. It's okay.
Like, they're just, like, really, like, I wouldn't have called, I wouldn't have, like, said.
I know.
Like,
just, like, so it's just because it's so dry. Ryan,
retweet, Ryan, retweet the poll.
Okay.
They all so, think it's
and the lighting poll. Does not help. There's a I'm poll. Just, oh, my God.
It looks like, no, it actually looks like you have lipstick.
That didn't help.
Which is totally okay.
I know. You don't think I know.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Jackson looks the tallest.
Yeah, he definitely does. Like, I would say.
If yep, how yep. are people voting Ryan? Yes. Ryan yes. is the most. Bullshit. Ryan is the most 5'4" like, no person votes. I've ever met in my life.
I'm gonna get no votes.
Am I the shortest person?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's between you and
5'8"
to my top.
You're 5'8". I'm like a short 5'8" though. Like, I'm like right, like are you a tall 5'8" or short 5'8"? Because like
I'm a very normal 5'8".
Okay.
So it sounds like Ryan's shorter than me.
Yeah, I probably am.
I'd like get on my knees to make sure I get on Ryan.
13 votes, Jackson and Ryan are.
You
want to
get on your knees for Ryan? What the fuck, Jack?
You know what?
Hey,
I'm just gonna pretend like yeah, you didn't say that. I'm gonna move on.
So I just want to. I just want to confirm. We're just gonna clip that and post on the IG.
We're just gonna move on. All right.
No, we're not.
We talked about Yelich. Yelich is a guy. Obviously, I don't really have too much faith in him. Bouncing back to the extent that, you know, he could have potentially last year. He doesn't field well. He doesn't really run the bases as well anymore. He swings a little bat. Like, he's just not a very...
Joey Gallo doesn't run the bases very well.
He
does. 4.2 BSR, pal.
So don't even argue with him. He's, like, baiting us. He's baiting us.
Wait, no, I have a question, though,
he's
about...
No, Jack, he's big. Ryan, don't give in. He's baiting
no,
us.
No, no, not yet. This is not Gallo. This is... I'm talking about Yelich.
He's trying to get us to bite.
No. Do we do... Okay. Do we think that, like, because I know Yelich isn't it? I know Yelich.
Why do I have 7%? I am by far the tallest. Oh. It makes no sense.
Jackson, would you agree?
It's because you look like you're like 5'6", 200.
Why?
I think it's just people just like trolling you. I know.
No, like, I legitimately thought Jack was short.
Okay. Yeah, but that's like Jack is just a midget. So we just know that. Like, he's just short. Like, he's a short.
Jack gives like short vibes, you know?
No, I think people just like to troll.
It's just because he's just such a little angry person.
I'm gonna pay people.
Ryan, why did you quote tweet and vote me? It's not like a.
It is. This means like something
it's
to
not,
me.
It's like, not an election.
This means something to me. All right. This is. this is honestly this is gonna be,
this is Ryan's whole life nowadays. Since
this
he
is my Super Bowl right here. With
yeah, Joe, this is my Super Bowl, bro. If I lose this, I'm actually gonna be kind of sad. Like, I'm just gonna
win this, and it's just not true. You know,
it doesn't matter. I want to win this. I want to win this.
I have 9% now.
Have you considered, Jack? Have you considered that this is just narrative ball, but with height? Like, this is just the same thing. You know, the eye test. Like, I'm just a real tall person. You're not. Like, you're just a fake tall person. There's more nuance to height than just the numbers.
Height isn't just a number, man.
No, it doesn't matter.
Height
doesn't matter. I'm not funny.
I feel like this podcast would be a lot better if Ryan was funny. It'd be like
that, but that yeah, like I'm not. Like, that's requiring a lot out of me.
You know,
if you're asking a lot of me to be funny. Like, I can't do it. We both know I can't. Like, you're asking a lot.
Yeah, I figured that out a year and a half ago.
Fuck you, Jay.
Joey Gallo is still at number 2, even after all this terrorism.
Good.
Thanks. Next time was 7%.
Who? What? Ryan, you know, if you put Gallo at number, Ryan, if you manned up,
who's doing James?
If I put Gallo at 1, does Gallo become 1 on the list?
No, we'd have a tie.
Okay, so no, I can't do it.
No, it still wouldn't be tied.
No, you
it
know what? No. Tied. Do you know why, Jack? Because if Gallo becomes 1,
because we had it, because you guys had him at 1 and we had him at 3, and O'Neal, everyone had it.
Yeah,
2 or 1.
Sure, I have to move O'Neal back, which I would not be opposed to doing just to get Gallo at 1.
I think the problem here,
you know, like if you do that, I'll literally just take Gallo off my list completely. So like I'll win here.
Okay. Everybody just took Gallo and O'Neal off their list, and then we'd have like nothing.
We just, you know what? We just need to redo like the position list and just like I want to pull some guys off my list now. Like, I think that might be a good idea. So,
dude,
I'm willing to negotiate.
I don't think I have a single top 10 player at any position.
Nick Madrigal should have gotten more honorable mentions. I will die by that take. He should have gotten more honorable mentions. He's a good player. I like him.
I don't think we have a single one anymore.
Maybe Kyle Hendricks is still, you know, a top 10 pitcher or 20 pitcher, you know?
He probably is. Like, ERA next year, I top 20. So much.
Not
just no, actually, Marcus Stroman is better than him. So that's Brian, the new guy.
Jackson, look at you have a Snapchat filter.
He's probably missed to me.
We all wear the same thing to this podcast on our heads. I wear a headband. Jack wears a Marlins hat. James is a Knicks hat. And I don't
know. No, I wore a Marlins hat last time.
Oh, right. But you know what I mean. By
oh, usually. My God. Shut up.
Thank you. What? I understand. He wants you to shut up, Jack. Ryan, I don't know what you understand.
Bad. I'm sorry.
I can't control
it. Oh, no. Wait, what? That wasn't what I was talking about. I think it was talking about Jack and the Snapchat filter. Was he? Or were you talking about your hat? Who cares? I think
he's talking about. All I know is that you need to shut up. So
all I know, think, James, is that you're bullying me, and that's really.
I think a good. All right, good. Right. That was a
good.
Outlanded.
That was some pussy shit. Right. You're bullying me.
Okay.
Yes, you're bullying me.
I think a good question. I think a good question with these left fielders is, you know, where do we think Kyle Schwarber is going to end up? Because you know he's obviously all in our top 10. He's still a hot commodity in the free agent
market. He's on our top 5.
I think he's going to end up in New York. I don't know. I think I would say the Mets if I was like picking, like if I had to put money on it, like I think it would be the Mets.
Why would he go to the Mets? That makes no sense.
They want a DH. They have money and they like Schwarber. And
how do you know they like Schwarber? How do you know they have a DH? They want a DH. You know none of these things.
Heyman tweeted they want another impact.
Heyman is literally a Boris mouthpiece.
Okay, relax, calm down. Is there an obvious fit for Schwarber where like there's a team that's just dying to get him? What reports have shown the Phillies are way more interested in Schwarber than Mets?
It's not a report. It's the logic. Like you don't have to use reports. You just use logic.
I think you could kind of use.
They don't have a Joey Gallo Yankees headshot, so we're gonna have to go with Texas.
Yes, but they have a Joey Gallo. You're just like dumb. Like you're blind.
Like yeah, Jeff,
it's
would you
not
say,
the right size. It's too small.
Just use the Texas one. I don't care. Jack is just being.
Well, I don't really give a shit if you care, Ryan. To be honest.
Fuck you, James. Okay, man.
I feel like I'm bullying Ryan too much today.
The graphics team with Believe Podcast, which we'll get into next podcast more, will have better graphics. So James does.
Well, fuck you.
Do you remember what I said earlier about the Wrangler thing? I think that applies again.
Stop.
Y'all are having a weird time.
Enough with that.
Okay. Jack's just offended because he relates, you know?
Jackson, where do you think Kyle Schwarber is going to land?
He's going to say Boston.
Boston.
No, they're signing house. Suzuki. So
oh, right.
Not signing Suzuki.
I'll go with the Washington Nationals.
That's a weird fit, but I like it.
Washington baseball team.
The Nationals.
DC Demanders or whatever the hell they're going to be.
DC Demanders.
Is that the football team?
Commander, you fucking idiot. Demanders. Oh. DC Demanders, yeah, dude. Okay,
but DC Commanders makes no sense. Washington Commanders, no, DC Demanders, DC Destroyers.
What are they demanding? What the fuck are they demanding? The emails
wins. They're demanding wins. Like, they need more of those.
Demanding wins. Demanding the other team forfeit. Like, bro, what?
Wait, could you pull that off? Like, you could just have like enough players threaten the other teams to, like demand. Fucking forfeit or else.
I'm putting your address on Twitter. If you got, I'm demanding you for.
I mean, Saints pretty much did that.
Wait, if I play, I think I could pull that off, right? At the high school level, at least. Like, hey, if you don't forfeit today, like, I'm tweeting your address.
I feel like you could tweet my address and no one would care.
That's a good point. But like.
Like I haven't done anything like Jack. Like, Jack's basically a terrorist.
So. Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. If Jack's address got leaked, I think that would be far more detrimental than if, like,
bro, my number got leaked and I got 20 calls. I'm like, I don't even think I'm that
it's
guy.
Crazy how much power we hold, Ryan. We could leak his number.
Yeah. I don't know his address, but I do know his number.
I could ask Carter
on Twitter. There is nobody on Twitter who's pulling up to my address and like actually beating the shit. Like nobody would. I would just beat the shit at anybody. Everybody on Twitter is like,
what if Jerry Reinsdorf calls him to your address?
Relax.
No, I'm being a shit. If you
what pull if, up what my if house, Yelich Stan 127 pulls up.
Yeah, if Shane pulls Shane 127 or Icy Coos or or Cardinals Reek pulls it to my house.
Dude, watch one of these Jack, random people right? just be like 6'7" and like build.
Jack, then, like
fuck, dude. Then I don't
all I'm gonna people, say is
I told me anything on Twitter is 6'7" and build, but if they are, like, good for them, I'm fucked. But no, I mean, I imagine.
What do you mean anyone on Twitter? Like, LeBron James has a Twitter.
You know what I'm talking about? Baseball.
Jack. Okay. Let's just be real here. If you're a stat nerd, like, there's like a 95% chance you don't have a good social life. Like, your social life is just not.
I feel like this isn't really true. I feel like this only goes for you, Ryan. Out of the four people on this podcast, you're the only one without a social life.
I'm married. Okay. I'm married to the game. All right. I'm devoted to my
craft. I'm also married to the game, but I
still. No. I'm married to the game.
No, Ryan's like, no, but like, there's a difference. Like, Ryan's married to the game in a bad way. Like, go outside. Holy shit.
No, I do go outside to play baseball. Like,
you know, I'm married to the spreadsheet, man.
I'm married to the spreadsheet, married to the grind, married to my, to everything related to baseball.
Grind of what? What are you doing? Are you just looking on FanGraph?
I'm trying to pitch. I want to even
grind. What's the grind?
I literally have my Jaeger bands over there.
He's
bro.
Trying to pull an ugly girlfriend. That's like his move now.
No. We're trying to my goal in life, all right, is to one, either work in baseball or what's the alternative? There's no really alternative that is okay, beneficial.
But Ryan, what's the grind right now? What is it?
Am I lagging out or did he lag out?
No, it's definitely Jackson. Jackson's Wi-Fi is terrible.
Jackson is on that Ozzie Albies salary from his baseball team. So,
like less than that.
Pulling is not a priority, folks. What's a priority?
What do you mean?
Winning.
You were crying about something yesterday.
This is getting posted.
Hey, yo, let's pull up the text.
Read the text.
All right, I think that's gonna do it for this episode of the Deep Drunk NFL podcast. If you like what you saw, please give us a 5-star rating, whatever platform.
Yo, my 60 to 75 blocks, man.
This definitely deserves a 5-star rating. Thank you for watching. If you like me, like I said, follow us.
Yo, if you're listening to this, you can unblock me. You know, like I'm here.
Shut
you know,
the fuck up, Ryan. Follow us on Twitter at Deep Drive Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Deep Drive Pod. Follow me on Instagram at Elevator. Don't follow Ryan. He's fucking fucked up.
Yo, my season is out of 75. I need you.
We'll see you in episode number 54.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.